Okay, this is Parak Hay in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. Fairly easy Parak. This deals with the tzivo in the mitzvah, the commandment for Kohanim to wash their hands and feet prior to doing any service in the Mikdash. 90% of Parak will deal with this and all the various halachas related to this. Malach Aleph. Mitzvah to say the Kaddish Kohen or Obed Yad Avraglav. So it's a positive commandment for the Kohen to sanctify, a Kohen who serves in the temple, not every Kohen, the one who serves in the temple, to sanctify through his hands and feet. Machach Yavo. And then afterwards he could do Avodah Shenemar, the Rachatsu Aron of Anav Menos Nehemet Sarblen. So both the hands and feet must be washed. The Kohen Sha'ava Lokita Shadav, Baraglav Shacharis. If a Kohen does not wash his hands and feet prior to doing Avodah and then proceeds to do service in the temple, in his morning service, Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, he will get a divine capital punishment. Shnemar Yuchatsu Mayim Velosen Yamusa. Not only that, Vavoroso Psula, the work that he does, any korban he brings is pasul bein kohen gadol bein kohen petur. Now, uminayin shavoroso psula. So, how do we know that the service he does is all pasul, is defective? Shnemar chukas olam lo uzaro. Uveg dekuno hu omer chukas olam. So we see chukas olam by kiddush adayim reglayim, chukas olam by the clothes of the kohanim. Just like if a Kohen is missing a beged, the avodah is no good. So too, someone, a Kohen does not wash his hands and feet prior to avodah and then does the avodah, mechal avodah profanes or destroys the avodah. Okay, lachagim. Now, the Kohen does not need to go ahead and wash his hands and feet in between every avodah of the day. Meaning, let's say he's involved in five korbanos, he doesn't have to wash in between each korban. So one time he washes his hands and feet, and that lets him basically do avodah the entire day and through the night. As long as he does not leave the temple, and he doesn't fall asleep, or he doesn't urinate, and he doesn't actually lose any, like has a hesek das, like an interruption in his thinking in regards to the status of his hands and feet. But if he does any of the above four, he must then go back, return again, and wash his hands and feet. Let's say he does leave the base of Mikdash, Chazar the Abad, he goes back and does his temple service for Lokidesh and not wash his hands and feet again. In Lohesiach Daito, as long as his das, the whole time that he left, was focused on doing the future avodah, the avodah will be good. Zeh klal hayav Mikdash. This is the rule, the principle that was followed in the temple. And Adam Nichnas Lazar Lavoda, a person does not go into doing his work in the Mikdash, Afli Shutar Achutova, even if he is Tar, until he does Tevila, okay, meaning he makes himself through Kiddush Adayim Reglayim sanctified to work in the Mikdash. Okay. B'chol Mesech is Raglav Talon Tevila. However, anyone who defecates, then he must go ahead and immerse himself again. The whole matamayim tongue kishdam line. So defecating requires a tefillah in the mikvah, whereas urinating by Cohen, if there requires a new washing of the hands and feet. Yotza chutz chomas azara. Now, if the Cohen leaves outside the walls of the azara, the outer courtyard of the base mikdash, im l'shos b'chutz yotza. Right? If he what he called he decides that he wants to stay out there for a period of time, kishchozer tongue tefillah. When he goes back inside, he must go into the mikvah. Bimlachzer miyad yetsay kishchozer. But let's say as he leaves, he has a mind to go back immediately, then he just has to wash his hands and feet again. Then Motav of Lokidesh, but let's say he didn't go to the mikvah, nor did he wash his hands and feet, but Abba, he did temple service, the whole of Lohitziat Taito, and he didn't, lose his focus, Lohisik Raglav, and he didn't defecate, Lohitlamayim, and he didn't urinate, Avodosok Shir, the Avoda would still be good. Hotzi Yadav Chutz Lechomas Azar. Let's say he just stuck his hands only outside the temple boundaries. And it's Arch Lachs with the Kaddish. He would not have to go back in. He would not have to go back and wash his hands and feet again. Lechabam. Nitzmo Yadav. Let's say only his hands became Tame. Matbilan. So then he has to do wash them. Behin Taharos Ner Tar. Then it's Arch Lachs with the Kaddish. We would have to go back and do the entire washing of the hands and feet. And you'll see what that is soon. Nitzma gufo ba'achilas ochlan tmei. Let's say his entire body becomes tamei through either eating foods that are tamei, or shesias mashkat tmei, or through drinking drinks that are tamei, v'tabal, and he goes ahead and goes to the mikvah. Afi she'eno tzarech harav shemesh, even though he does not have to wait until nightfall, chozer mekadesh achar tvila. He still would have to go ahead and do kiddush adayim reglayim after he goes to the mikvah. Shekol tovol, so anyone who goes to the mikvah, mekadesh adayim reglayim, still has to go ahead and wash his hands and feet, and then Baruch HaFobe, then the Kohen can do a Bode. Then Lo Kidesh, but if he didn't, wash his hands and feet, Ho Abelo Hisiyat Taito, as long as his das was focused the entire time, Lo Chilo, it would not be considered a profaning of the Avodah. Allah Hazan. Kohen Gadol Shlo Tavav, Lo Kidesh Yadav, Ragav, now switching to a Kohen Gadol. If a Kohen Gadol did not go to the mikvah, nor did he go ahead and wash his hands and feet, Bein Begadim, Levegadim, whether it's between the various clothing that he would change, Ovein Avodah Avodah, or where, between the various services that he would do, when both of these cases, Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, the Avodah he did the Avodah, Avodah Sakshir would still be good. Why? Hold the Osan Atfilos Makidushin, since the going into the mikvahs and the washing hands and feet, in Unshavin, the Aron of Anav. They were not, applicable in an equal manner to Aaron and his sons. V'ne'amar v'rachatzu Aaron v'nav menu, davar shavu v'kolak onim me'akim shu kiddush rishon. So the only thing that is equally, that applies to all Kohanim equally is that first washing of the hands and feet prior to the Avodah, not the ones that go in between each Avodah. So if the Kohen Gadol didn't do one of them, it's not ma'akim the Avodah. Lachakas. Kiddush yadav hayom, tzarech lachzor l'kol shemachar. So, if I washed my hands and feet today, I have to go back and do it again tomorrow. Even if I pulled an all-nighter, because by definition, the passing of the day makes my hands puzzle for a book. Kidesh b'layla, let's say I, wash my hands at night, the hector achalavim kol layla, and I dealt with the fats on the mizbeach in Tar'idim, evening, I still would have to go back and wash my hands and feet again for the service that would take place during the day. Let's say the Kohen washed his hands and feet to remove the ashes from the Mizbeach, the first technical avodah of the day. Even though he washed his hands and feet prior to dawn, he doesn't have to go back and wash his hands and feet again after sunrise. Why? Because he washed his hands and feet with the beginning of the avodah. So it's not always based on the start of the day. Halacha Yud, one second. Okay, as we know, the Kohen, where does he wash his hands and feet? From the Kior. Mitzvah l'kadesh m'mei ha-kior. The mitzvah is to wash your hands and feet from the water that comes out of the Kior. The im kidesh m'achah b'klei ha-sharis. But let's say the Kohen decided to wash his hands and feet using one of the kalim that are used to measure flour. Harei zekasher, it'd still be good. But a non-kli sharis, a kli that, let's say, if I use a pitcher in my house, that would not work. Kiddush b'kli sharis b'chutz, let's say he washes hands and feet with a kli sharis outside, or let's say he used a non-hektish kli inside the temple, the avod and he did the avoda, but also psula, the avoda would not be good. Me'mekachin b'soch hakir or b'soch kli sharis elamehen, right? And not only that, you do not, your hands and feet can only be washed and defined as Kodesh, it's right for the work on the Mikdash, from either the Kior or from the Klisharis. Not from within it. But if you went ahead and let's say he did Mekadesh inside, in them, and he did the Avoda, it would not be considered profane and possible. Let's say he went ahead and he took his hands and feet and put him into a mikvah. I feel mayan, even in the spring, that's not kiddush, that's not considered kiddush. Ain't that kiddush klal, acha yirchatz b'kli. It has to be an act of washing the hands and feet. It's not just simply dipping them in. V'chol klei kodesh mekachin, and with any klei kodesh, you can do kiddush adar maglayim, bein sheish men revias, or bein sheish men revias. So it's interesting, you can even use a kli that is very tiny, as long as it's a kli sharis, it would work to be mekadesh adar maglayim of the kohen. Now, call them memos sharing the kiddush. Now, what's in terms of the substance, all water can be used for washing the hands of the kohen of the kohanim. Beimayim chayim, beimayim mikvah. It can be fresh water from a spring. It could be water from a mikvah. Uvash lo yishtanim arayim. As long as the appearance of the water has not changed. Eliyek mayim aksham l'tfila. They have to be the same kind of water that will be used for mikvah. Tita narok shapar shoka v'shosei menu. Mashlin l'mekiyor. Now, let's say, let's say you have this like muddy water that can be poured out, which technically speaking, a cow would drink from. You can use it to top off the kior if you're a little short. Anything that can be used to top off a mikvah can also be used to top off the kior. Look at Gimel. Kama mind shichlios the kior. How much water must be inside the kior before the quantum do the kiddush darim alayim? Ain pachlus mekdei the kadosh min the dalak quantum. It has to be enough in there to wash at least the hands and feet of four kohanim. So you see from the darshan out, four kohanim listed, That's four kohanim worth inside the kior. So the water from the kior goes bad overnight. The ketzad ayu osin. So what would they do? Mishkan oso remain mikvah over mayan. So what would they do? They would go ahead and submerge the kior itself in mikvah water or spring water, macha malon oso. Then they would take it out, or malon oso b'cholim boker. Or they would just fill it up each day with new water. There was a, so to speak, yam, a sea that Shlomo made. It was really a mikvah. Because like a river, like a smaller river of water went through it. Mayan Itam, which would basically, which was called the spring of Itam, Item. So that was what it was called. But in other words, the water was fresh from that spring flowing through it. That's why, since the water was always flowing through, the water never went bad, so to speak, overnight. Kamea kior, like the water of the kior, and then ohayu malon kior. So they would fill the kior from that water. Look at design. Ketsa misses kiddush. Now, how do you wash your hands on the kohen? So b'niach yado yamanas hagad ragu yamanas yado asmalas hagad ragu asmalas show from the kaddish. This is a very, you have to be a little coordinated to do this. So basically, you lean down and you put your right hand over your right foot and your left hand over your left foot. And then you go ahead and bend over and wash your hands and feet that way. A kohen, usually another kohen, will help the kohen out. Any foreign object that would prevent you from successfully immersing in a mikvah also is a separation when it comes to washing hands and feet. You cannot wash your hands and feet and consider it be good if you're sitting. It must be done standing, like any other service in the temple. All of what was done standing. Any kohen does avodah in a sitting, he profanes the service, and the avodah is no good. He doesn't get malchus. Why? Because the warning is from a positive commandment, the mitzvah saseh. Anytime someone's involved in working in the mikdash, starshia omen al ritzvah, he must be standing on the floor of the temple. Let's say he's wearing a sock, meaning a foreign object that's separating the floor from his feet. Let's say, for example, he was standing on a kli while doing the avodah. Let's say, like on a piece of pottery, puzzle, the avodah is no good. He can't wear a glove. Anything on his arm, on his hand that separates between him and the object he's holding, that she'obebo, that he's doing the service with, puzzle. That creates a psul in the avodah. Now, the ain avodah, elabiyamin. So a kohen can only do work with his right hand. If he did work with his left hand, psula, it's now good, and he doesn't get malchus. Ragu achas ala kli, ragu achas ala ritzvah. Let's say a kohen is very coordinated, and he has one foot on, let's say, a piece of pottery, and one foot tucking the floor of the mikdash, or ragu achas ala eben, ragu achas ala ritzvah, or let's say one foot is on a stone, and one foot's on the floor. Ron kol she'ilu yinat ala kli, o eben yachol lamod al ragu achas ala rosa chir. So as long as he can stand on one foot and do the avodah, then it's good. Bimla, but if not, meaning he needs the, let's say, foreign object he's stepping on to support him, avodah psul, the avodah is no good. Let's say he received what do you call it? He did Kabbalah, which means that he captured or caught the blood that came out after Shlita in a kli with his right hand, and he's using his left to help support the kli. The avodah is good. Because we're not, if it's only there to go ahead and support it, we don't consider it to actually be holding the kli. Finally, let's say one of the stones in the temple floor became loose. The kohen should not stand in it during avodah until it's attached to the ground. But if he did the avodah, avodah sakshera, the avodah will be good. Because ultimately he's standing in the actual place of the stone where it belongs. Okay, that ends Parakeh, and we'll pick up Parak Vav tomorrow.